Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, my next guest has been described as the Robin Hood of TikTok by Forbes magazine, and he's a man on a mission to give social media a reality check. And it's all in his new book, I'm Rich, You're Poor. Shabazz Ali, you're very welcome along to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I was going to say nice to have me. I was going to compliment myself.
Compliment yourself. People don't do half often enough. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So much going on with the book, and we'll get into that in a second. But for anybody who is like, oh, why do I know this guy? Why? Because like, I beg your pardon.
On today's episode of I'm Rich, You're Poor. There you go, that should do it. Oh, I beg your pardon. Roy's sister, Cherie.
Yes, Shabazz, you started doing TikToks how many years ago now at this point? Not that long ago.
Just after lockdown. So yeah, I really started to, well, this type of stuff, I really started to do around end of 2022. And I had like 9,000 followers on Instagram. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great to hit 10K by the end of the year? And then a year later, I was like, nearly 2 million. I was like, what happened there?
It's phenomenal. But you're very easy to watch on TikTok. And stuff you say is very funny. Ice talk is something that you went to town on for so long. Yeah. And I totally get it. Yeah. I was so swept up in the ways of how many different ice cubes I can possibly have in my freezer. I don't have the space for that.
And what do you want it for? And it doesn't change the taste of the drink, which is what we want ultimately. Ice has a role, and it doesn't really do much other than make it cold. Yeah. I don't know why I'm like putting flowers and strawberries and lemons into it. So yeah.
But this is your whole basis of the book as well. It's just it's normalizing that's not normal. That you don't need to have all of this exotic different ice cubes and different pairs of shoes and like 35 different types of handbags to enjoy your life.
It's the overindulgence as well. And do you know what it is? I think the main thing is it's how it makes people feel about themselves. And I think a lot of people are like, well, ice, how does that make me feel? But it's not even just that, it's every aspect of social media, you know. And that's why it's in chapters. You know, you've got food, you got, so people are now being told how to live, love, you know, live, love, laugh. They are everything. It's all aspects of your life. You are now being told, do it one way or do it another way. And I really wanted to just to go, don't worry about it, just chill and don't stress over things that aren't real online. So,
and it is, you're so right. You know, when you watch the days in the lives, I'm guilty of doing them as well, because I'm like, oh, they are the most stressful day of my life. Yeah, and trying to remember to record every second of it to then pin it together. I'm like, I didn't enjoy anything that was going on there.
I've done it. And then I did a vlog the other day, and I was like, most of the vlog is just me going, oh, I forgot to film this bit and I forgot to film that bit. And like, I have to consciously remember to do it, because I know people want to see it. But at the same time, I also want to live
in the moment.
And doing that, like, I went to Europe a couple of years back and I spent the entire time like vlogging it, which is so nice to look back at. Yeah. But ultimately, did I really remember any of it? No, because I remember it through videos. And I think a lot of people are just obsessed with a vision on what they need to, it looks like. Like, I've said it in the book, if you're filming your daily routine, it's not your daily routine, is it?
It's not.
It's not.
Because if you're not throwing yourself out of your bed and trying to get into the shower, grab your vitamins, get your breakfast, get out the door. Yeah. If you've time to set up your tripod, then it's not actually, it's not real time.
And four different angles of your brushing your teeth. I don't know if I've really done a daily routine there. Like, I get up in the morning and the first 10 minutes of me like wondering where I am.
You know what I mean?
Like, why am I here? Where am I? And then you go, okay, now I need to do it. So when I did that vlog that I was saying, the first half of the day is just disappeared. Like, and then I remembered, oh, I had a face mask on. I had 15 minutes to spare. And I was like, I need to record. So I was like, I think it's just ridiculous online.
Talk to us about your life before online, though, because you had a very serious job.
I still do teaching.
Yeah, so are you still a chemistry teacher? That's
well,
what I want
to ask you. Part-time now, just because of how crazy all of this is and how much I wanted to be able to dedicate both sets of my life, you know, and give them their due, you know what I mean? So I but teaching, so I was just in a classroom, and I think that's what really made social media and made my content what it is. And a lot of people are like, oh, he was just in bed making videos. And it was like, well, it actually came from teaching. It came from seeing young people and their perception of themselves. And then actually, once I did a deep dive into it, I thought, oh wow, this is not just affecting young people. Because social media, and everyone has this conversation, they're like, oh, isn't it awful for young people's mental health? What about the adults as well in their lives? Like, if I have a child, I'm being told online that you need to bring your child up this way. For Easter recently, you need to buy him when was Easter a gift giving holiday? So now you need to buy baskets and give them presents and give them money. And For Easter?
No,
I thought it was
Easter
just a
bunny
cheap
just
egg.
Needs to give you an
yeah,
egg.
Just give him a cheap Povo egg and stuff. Or do a little Easter egg hunt where it's you know, it's fake little plastic eggs that you've yeah. dotted around the thing for them something to do. But now it's this whole thing where you've got to do meals and you've got to have Easter eggs and the Easter bunny has to come. And, you know, and I think the difficulty is that I saw the difference once lockdown, you know, lifted. Mm-hmm. I saw the difference in how the concentrations of young people, but also their adults in their lives as well, how they were like drinks will come out or, you know, the Stanley Cups recently, like yes. there's adults queuing up and they're not queuing up because they want them. It's they don't want their kid to be left out.
So, yeah, I know. So they want to make them feel included yeah. by having a wheelie bin of a...
Yeah, oh God, who even wants to carry that thing, honestly?
They have to be a house drink. You can't leave. Yeah, yeah. They cannot leave the confines of your house. You don't want to be seen it in public with things like that anyway. I love, though, this is actually, you know, what I really want to know. When you started making your TikToks, right, yeah. and you're there in your Harry Potter onesie,
yeah.
and you're in the bed and you're going, part of the Povo gang, you don't have that because you're poor. Like, how did your kids react to that? Like, when you walk back into a classroom, what age were you teaching? Are you teaching?
I'm teaching high school, so...
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry, I'm terrified for you.
Yeah, teenagers. They humble me. They keep me humble. But teenagers, to be fair, I kind of grew with them. So this social media grew with them. So they were really excited about this idea that, you know, oh my God, you know, 100K this week or 110K this week and like 100 and 200K. And oh my God, you've hit a million. And when I hit a million, they actually threw me a bit of a party.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Yeah, they decorated my room with images of myself, which I don't know if that was the best thing. Like they literally printed out images and they did like a little 1 million party and stuff. So, you know, they were.
Okay, so you got really nice teenagers.
Yeah, well, yeah. At that point, because it was like social media. And then eventually the novelty wore off because I'm still giving them detentions and I'm still giving them homework. So then they were like, yeah, no one watches your videos, sir. Even though they know everything I do, they're like, yeah, no one watches your videos. No one cares.
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Like, no one cares. You're just egg.
You're on
Sky News in a nudie. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah.
You are on Sky News
I was
in
on
a
Sky
nudie.
News in a nudie, yeah. So I can't shake it. And I can't shake the Povo thing as well. Like, my comment section is always filled with your Povo. That's not very Povo. Like, I can't do it. Or anytime something goes wrong in my life and I say, why did this happen? They go, because you're poor. Because you're a Povo. And I'm like, oh, I can't shake that.
You
I'm never
going
to shake it. Yeah, I'm never going to be able to shake that I'm just poor. And people shouting it in the streets is crazy, isn't it?
Like, that's a bit wild.
Yeah. I'm in Asda or I'm in like a shopping centre and someone's like, Povo. And I'm like, anyone that doesn't know this is going to see you shouting, you poor person.
Yeah, they're going to think it's really cruel.
Yeah.
Out of context as well, anytime that I go shopping and I see Worcester sauce, I will always call it Roy Sister Cherie. I'm never able to move past that, but I'm giggling away to myself. It's these really simple things. And I think what we have to remember at the end of the day, is this is the fun part of social media, that you're just bringing the joy back to it. It's not that deep.
I'm so glad you said it, because I think this is a thing. There's so much doom and gloom around social media. And like, a book came out at the same time as mine. I'm not going to advertise it, but you know, because I'm competing with it.
Not giving a plug to someone else.
But they were talking about like social media is awful for kids' mental health and da-da. And I'm like, but it's also such a brilliant place. Like, how are you not understanding that we are the most connected humans in history?
Yeah.
We can speak to each other. We can find a community online. So many people have made communities where you can go somewhere and you can feel included in something. You now are not sitting there feeling isolated. Am I the only person feeling this way? Mm. Well, no, there are access to 8 billion people that might feel that way. You know, me and the Povo gang, well, my comment section is filled with people going, I can't afford to pay rent this month. And I know it's a harsh reality, mm-hmm. but it's knowing that somebody else is going through that as well. And you know that somebody else is going through that, which makes it less, you know, impactful on you. And so where's that? Where's the social media? Where's the social side of social media? Where's the community? Where's the joy? Where's the entertainment?
But well, no, I think you just said it there. When you're actually living in something and not talking about it. Do you know what I mean? You just forget that this is part of your day-to-day life.
Absolutely.
And like that, you meet different people through a night. And it's the greatest way to stay in touch. Everything has got pros and cons.
Oh, yeah.
But this is just the thing that we're banging on about for now. But let's get back to the book for one more time, because it is on sale now. I'm Rich, You're Poor. Who is going to buy this book? Why would they benefit from it?
I think anyone that has felt the brunt of social media, and I think that is pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
The book is so accessible. It's so easy to read. It's such a fun read. It's not this doom and gloom social media is bad. It's just saying to you that this is how crazy social media can be. Plus, there's some really good Povo tips in there.
There is some
really
good Povo tips. And what I do like as well is that you translate some of the things that, you know, because I actually find this when I'm when I'm reading a book and I'm like, what do they mean by that? Yeah. Or what's this going on? You have a little asterisk beside it, you go down to the end of the page and it's exactly explained.
It's because that's how I talk. I'm always off on a tangent. So when I wrote it, I originally was in brackets and I thought, there's so many brackets that the whole, I was like, it needs to be like side notes.
Yeah.
And then when recording the audiobook, I'll go off on a tangent. I'm like, da da da. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on, get back to the book. So it is, but it is accessible to every single person that's feeling it. And I think especially for parents who want to give it to their young ones, mm-hmm. but also themselves. You know, my audience isn't, we're all poor. You know what I mean?
Everyone's poor.
Everyone's feeling the brunt of it. And I think my audience is so widespread that you can just, it can be accessible to everyone. So when people say like, who's the target market? I'm like, well, really anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and when you pick it up and read it, you get that. And especially, the reason I love coming to Ireland is because you get it. I say we because I feel like I'm one of you, right? You get it. You get class divide. You get, you know, how you can be made to feel less than. And that's why it's the best, you know, this is probably like, it should sell like hotcakes here. Yeah,
there you
it?
Go. You know you've mean? Done your big sale. You've done your big pitch. Shabazz, I just want to say one massive thank you before I let you go for bringing What in the Matilda Is That into my life. I say this about any kid who is doing anything extraordinary. I'm like, What in the Matilda Is That?
Yeah, because only Matilda could do that.
Only Matilda
like,
could
no,
do
I,
that.
No adult, no kid I know can do that unless you have superpowers. So, yeah.
The book is out right now. I'm Rich, you're poor. You can also catch you on TikTok and all social media platforms. Shabazz says, thank you so much. Much for joining
Thank
us here
you so
this
much
morning.
For me.
I honestly enjoy that too much.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.